Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. What, Bob, you think I was going to play Corey Kluber highlights, huh?
I was figuring you would. Good morning, boys. Yeah, nice weekend in Detroit, winning 2 out of 3, and Corey Kluber doing his thing, and everybody chipping in for 9 runs. The offense is starting to click. Bullpen's pitching much better of late, and our starting pitching just keeps rolling along.
Absolutely, and all thanks to Corey Kluber, who I haven't seen him for a while. Is he becoming a mountain man? What is going on? Usually yeah. He has a little bit, a closer shave. This is turning into sort of, like the James Harden of basketball, in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's a product of, he's not going to shave till he walks somebody, or I don't know what it is. But he's had, 43 and a third innings without a walk? It's the longest by an Indians pitcher since Paul Byrd had an 48 inning walk-free stretch back in 2007. Corey's just been unbelievable. Last 6 starts, he's 5-0 with an ERA of 1.09, striking out 46 in 41 and a third innings, and not walking a single batter. Now 10-1 on the season, or 10-2 on the season with an ERA under 2. He just continues on a Cy Young Award-winning path.
Bob, what's been most impressive with him, I think, too, is the fact he's going late into games. 7 innings yesterday, 8 innings, and allowing, rest for the bullpen, but also for the Tribe to not worry too much about the bullpen.
No, all of our starters are big, strong guys, and getting over that 100-pitch mark, especially a guy like Trevor Bauer, he's built for it, but... and Corey is as well. Right now, when our bullpen is a little bit in flux, you ask a little bit more of your starting pitching, and they're conditioned to do so, and efficient as can be, obviously. What you saw yesterday from Corey Kluber, what is it now, 70-something and oh, when we score 4 runs or something? Just the numbers are ridiculous when you come to talking about Corey Kluber's efficiency.
Francisco Lindor batting cleanup? Is this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we've had a couple guys since Edwin twisted an ankle, and hopefully he'll be ready for our 4-game series in Chicago starting tonight with Carlos Carrasco on the mound before we come home to a 9-game homestand this Friday. You might see somebody else in that 4-hole today. Yeah, it's been a revolving door the last couple days, with Edwin out. So I think Terry just wanted to give Edwin one more day. Hopefully, again, he'll be back in that lineup. But our offense is cranking. And the guy that really amazes me at times is Eric Gonzalez. Here's a kid who doesn't get to play an awful lot, but when he does get in there, boy, he does make a difference. And yesterday he had a big, big hit, a shot that almost bounced off the center field wall, which is 420-some feet or something out there in center field at Comerica Park. But, it's cliche, but it is a team effort. When we're clicking on all cylinders, we're as good as anybody in the game of baseball.
Yeah, and even yesterday when Roberto Perez gets injured, Yan Gomes comes in and contributes right away, too.
Exactly. Yan starting to swing the ball, had a couple homers this weekend, playing very well defensively as well, throwing runners out. So, we're starting to get into a flow. We're 5 games up in our division, the biggest lead of any division leader in all of baseball. And with this stretch against American League Central teams, 4 in Chicago, then we come home on Friday to Minnesota, then Chicago, then Detroit. Really have a chance to make a move in our division.
We're about a month away or so from the All-Star game. Who are our contenders, if not the whole team?
Yeah, certainly Jose Ramirez, being one of the top offensive players in the game. I think he's still leading the major leagues or the American League in total bases. Frankie's always got to be thought of as an all-star. Michael Brantley, up there in batting average, and whenever he's healthy and playing, he's an all-star caliber player. Certainly Corey Kluber. You look at what he's doing, and I'm not sure there's another starting pitcher. Maybe Verlander in Houston. There's a few guys having some good years, but what Corey's doing, he may be ticketed if it works in the schedule that he could pitch and start for the American League All-Stars on July 16th in Washington, D.C.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. Bob, I'm looking at in the Chronicle Telegram, and they deep in the sports page they have on this date in sports. And I'm trying to remember, this is in 2000. It says, since Shinsu Chu hit an RBI single that glanced off a gull and gave the Cleveland Indians a 4-3 win over Kansas City. This occurred in the 10th inning and on the road in Kansas City. The stunned bird flopped around a few seconds before finally flying off. So a win-win, I guess, in that case. Do you even remember that?
Well, now that you've, described it so eloquently, yes, I do remember that. And it brings back all those goofy memories. The most horrible one, Randy Johnson, throwing a pitch and happened to have an intersection with a bird flying, which was not pretty. I do remember that in Kansas City. You know, everybody thought when we first moved into the Ballpark Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, because that thing was filled with seagulls all the time, that would happen with some regularity, but obviously not in their dome up there now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we'll be talking again next week as we continue on. Hopefully more victories for the Tribe. Again, it's four against the White Sox on the road. And tonight, 8:10, first pitch, 7:37 here on AM 930. Bob, we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, boys. Go to Indians.com. Lots of promos going on next 9-day homestand. Indians.com, the place to go.
Absolutely. 7:28 at AM 930. Bob DiBiasio appears courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria.